Ayubowan. So we meet once again on Dhamma Hadaya, the Monday nights Dhamma discussion in English. So today we have a resource person who is of course no stranger to you. This is the resource person we usually talk about. These are very deep topics in Dhamma, like Satara Satipatthana. So let me introduce to you Professor Ravi Koggalage, former Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kothalavala Defence University, and he's an engineer as well as a meditation teacher. Sir, I know that you are of course no stranger to most of our viewers. Now, we have been talking, we have had a series on Satipatthana, and we have been talking about Paticchasamuppada and all these topics, Four Noble Truths. And actually we have been talking, or we have been concentrating on the core, or the, let me say, the heart of Buddhist philosophy. So today I think we should ponder more into the Kayanupassana session. So let me invite you to initiate this discussion.
Yes, Sevgandhi, we have been talking about Paticchasamuppada, yeah. Pancha Upadanaskanda, and so many things, because one needs to understand what they are in order to, you know, come into real practice. So Satara Satipatthana is the real practice. So Buddha has mentioned this, the only path, only way, ekayano ambikkave maggo sattanang visuddhiya. This is the only one and only path, the Satara Satipatthana. So the first one in Satara Satipatthana is the Kayanupassana. Then we have Vedananupassana, Chittanupassana and Dhammanupassana as well. So the Kayanupassana, one has to understand what's the purpose of this. Now there are four categories, no? Kayanupassana, Vedananupassana, Chittanupassana, Dhammanupassana. So Kayanupassana referring to Kaya, or the Rupa, the physical matter. Kaya, Rupa, right? In general terms.
Yeah.
So Kayanupassana is to see the true nature of Rupa, right? Can be our own body, or others' body, or whatever things exist.
Any visible form.
Yes.
Anything that is visible to the naked eye, human eye.
Yes, including visible things and even other senses.
Okay.
Like our five senses, whatever we can sense, include all those.
Mm-hmm.
In short, this is the world.
Yeah.
Or the Rupa world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Including our own body and all other material things which we used to believe, right? As Rupa.
Mm-hmm.
So, in order to see the true nature of that, one has to practice Kayanupassana. So, why we need to see the true nature? Because first thing we have to understand, we don't know the reality, or the true nature of Rupa, right? In other words, worldly level, we believe about Rupa, but when you develop your wisdom only, you see the true nature of them.
Mm-hmm.
So how to develop wisdom? The path shown by Buddha is the Kayanupassana, right? Kaya, commonly referring to as our body or other's body, but it also referring to even other things, whatever we believe as existing, right? Or the whole world, right? The physical matter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other, the Vedananupassana, dealing with Vedana and so on. So, we'll first focus on this Kayanupassana. The contemplation about our body or the other rupa. So kayanupassana, it explains kaye kayanupassi viharati. This Satipatthana Sutta. Kaye kayanupassi viharati atapi sampajano satima. There are a few Pali terms I'll explain later. Then vinaya loke abhijja domanassa. This is how Buddha has explained. Kaye kayanupassi viharati atapi sampajano satima vinaya loke abhijja domanassa. Now, kaye kayanupassi viharati means you are contemplating on whatever kaya or the rupa.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can select it. Later on, it says, iti ajyattam kaye kayanupassi viharati. That is your own physical body. Then, bahiddhava kaye kayanupassi viharati. That is external body, so other things. Okay, so in kayanupassana, you have to contemplate on your own body and as well as whatever external to body. Ajjatta bahid, right? Internal and external. Now, kaye kayanupassi viharati. So, you are contemplating or developing your mindfulness about kaya or the body or the rupa. Okay. Then how? There are three terms. Atapi sampajano satina.
Mm-hmm.
Sati is the mindfulness, awareness. Right? Sati. So
yes,
we have to develop sati.
Mm-hmm.
Satina. Then you have to put an effort to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That is known as atapi. It's a kind of, you know, energy, virya, right? So, you need to put an effort to develop your sati, the mindfulness or awareness. And there's a third term known as sampajana. Atapi sampajana satima. Sampajana is a kind of, you need to gain through listening to Buddhism, Buddha's teachings. It's a kind of wisdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, so if someone, you know, not heard about anything about Buddhism, but still can practice this sati, the mindfulness or the awareness.
Okay.
Right? Even a person in other religion can practice this sati.
Mm-hmm.
But?
But not kayanupassana.
Not the sampajana.
Okay.
The kayanupassana, there are three terms. Atapi,
okay,
sampajano, satima. Right? So, kayanupassana, even other anupassana, vedana anupassana also, they have these three.
Mm-hmm.
Atapi, sampajano, satima.
Mm-hmm.
Sati is the mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyone can practice mindfulness if one put an effort, atapi.
Mm-hmm.
So, atapi and the sati. But what is lacking is the sampajana. So to gain sampajana, or other words, the sammaditti, you need to listen to Buddhism, right? And get kind of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is where you need this kalyana mitta to hear the Buddha's teaching, saddha.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, without that, no one can enter the path leading to Nibbana, that is Arya path,
mm-hmm,
the Magapala,
okay,
right? The Sovan, Sakadagami, Anagami, and
Arahat.
So, in order to enter that path, this is a must.
Okay.
You must listen to Dhamma and understand it, or see it by yourself, right? Because if that part is not there, even during a time where Buddha's teachings non-existent, still possible to achieve Magapala. If this part is not there, the Sampajana part.
You mean it is possible to attain Magapala?
If this Sampajana part is missing.
Okay.
Right? Because some, they believe if you practice this mindfulness, it is possible to achieve Magapala. So what I'm telling is, it is impossible.
Okay.
Because Kayanupassana, it is clearly mentioned, Atapi Sampajano Satina.
Right. Now, you just happen to say, sir, that you don't even need to be a Buddhist to practice the sati.
Yes.
Part of it, or
yes.
Concentration,
exactly.
Or being aware.
Yeah.
Now, but you need the Sampajanya part to
in
attain Magapala.
Exactly.
Okay. So, what will happen if you, suppose you are not a Buddhist, and
yes.
suppose you practice only sati, where would
yes.
you end up, if not Magapala?
Well, worldly level, you can develop your mind.
Okay.
You can develop your samadhi up to very high level. And dhyanas, you can reduce your the nivaranas,
mm-hmm.
the kamachanda, the attachments and the aversion, vyapada.
Mm-hmm.
You can reduce your anger. So worldly level, it's very helpful, right? If you are mindful in even day-to-day life, it's very helpful, right? You can do whatever you do efficiently, right? So, mindfulness is very helpful, the
mm-hmm.
sati or the awareness,
mm-hmm.
right? So, many Westerners used to, you know, interpret even as Buddhism, if you are in the present moment, that's it. But Buddhism is something beyond that.
It's not just that.
Not just that. If so, very easily Buddha could have taught like that, be in the present moment. What's the purpose of talking about Four Noble Truths? Or the Paticchasamuppada, right? So those are the things only Buddha can reveal to the world, right?
So it takes a Buddha to reveal.
That's
that.
Right. That's why Buddha has clearly mentioned this Magapala is only in this Buddha Sasana. Not in other sasanas, other
yeah.
than us.
So I suppose before the existence of Lord Buddha, that is why in India you could see many.
That's right. There were many people practicing ascetics, mindfulness
yeah.
and also the samadhi.
And that's the time they called it the spiritual East and the material West. Because
yes.
lots of
yes.
people were practicing and there were lots of... ascetics who attend jhanas, I suppose.
Yes, it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even during Buddha's times, there were other, you know, ascetics in other beliefs. They achieved many, you know, supernormal powers known as abhijna.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it is possible. But none of them entered to any of the Magapala. So, this Arya Magga or the Sovan Magga, Sovan Pala, to achieve those things, one must listen to Buddha's teachings. There's no other way. Right? During this period, of course, the other possibility is becoming Paccheka Buddha, Pase Buddha. Right? Where there's Buddhism is not existing.
Hmm.
Right? A Buddhotpada period.
Hmm.
Yes. Now, this is a Buddhotpada Kala. Right? Where Buddhism existing. So, one must listen. Listen in the sense, not only listening, but even reading. You can refer to Tripitaka. Right? That is... also a way to gain the knowledge from outside about Buddha's teaching.
Hmm.
Then you are supposed to think about it, investigate and practice. Right? Sutta meyana, chinta meyana, then bhavana meyana. Sutta in the sense either you hear or read or something, you have to gain from external. Then you have to
think
about
the wisdom you get gain from external sources.
Yeah, it's only a knowledge. Then you have to
knowledge.
Think about it.
Right?
Chintamaya jnana, another jnana. Then only you can practice it to gain the real experience or realization. Alright? So that part covered in this Satipatthana, the term Sampajana. That's where you get Sampajana. Right? Mm-hmm. Not only Atapi, the effort, not only Sati, the mindfulness, but there's third part known as Sampajana. So these are the three things, Atapi, Sampajano, Satima. Then what would be the results if someone practicing this? Now, kaya kaya nupassi viharati atapi sampajano satima. Then next verses, vinaya loke abhijja domanassam. So abhijja domanassam is the attachments and aversion. Okay, loba dosa. Attachments and aversion towards what? Now we are referring to kaya or the rupa. Attachments towards rupa, aversion towards rupa. So results would be to reduce or eradicate them. Vinaya is the, you know, eradicate. Vinaya, loke referring to rupa, because we are talking about kayanupassana. Vinaya loke abhijja domanas, attachments and aversion. So that would be the results of kayanupassana. Kaya kayanu passi viharati atapi sampajano satima vinaya loke abhijja domanassa. Right?
Okay.
Then it further explains how to practice this. That's where we encounter this. Iti ajjattangva kaya kayanu passi viharati. That is ajjatta. Ajjatta means internal. That means your own body. Right? Ajjattang. Then bahiddhava kai kayan passi virati. Bahiddhar is
external.
Right. External body, so other rupa. Right?
Yeah.
So it covering whole world.
Yeah.
Right? So purpose is not to get attached or ever to the world, including your own body. Right? So that would be the results when practicing kayanupassana. Kaya kaya nupassi virati atapi sampajano satima vinaya loke abhijja domanassam. Then how to do it? Iti ajjattangva kaya kaya nupassi virati. This is ajjatta rupa. You have to contemplate on it. How atapi sampajano satima. You have to put those three things there. Right? Results would be not to attach or ever get angry about your own body, right? So that is one part of kayanupassana. Then the second part is bahiddha. Bahiddhava kaya kayanupassi virati. First sajjatta kaya kayanupassi virati, then bahiddha kaya kayanupassi virati. Then third one is the combination of these two. Ajjatta bahiddhava kaya kayanupassi virati. Right? So worldly level, it may be difficult to understand how to contemplate both together, right? Internal body and others, so outside, right? So this is where this sampajana part come in, the understanding about true nature of rupa, right? Now, then there's another verse, then you have to contemplate of this samudaya, arising nature. Samudaya dhammanu passiva kayasmin viharati. Okay, again this is kayanupassana. Then vaya dhammanu passiva kayasmin viharati. The cessation. Right? Then again the combination comes, samudaya vaya dhammanu passiva kayasmin viharati. So you have to separately see the rising nature, samudaya, then the falling or ceasing nature, vaya, right? So samudaya dhammanupassiva kayasmin viharati, vaya dhammanupassiva kayasmin viharati. then combination. Samudaya vayadhammanu passiva kayasmin viharati. Right? We'll come to that later. Then this continues as the again another result would be nachakinchi loke upadiyati. Nachakinchi loke. There's nothing
to be born.
Upadiyati. Upadiyati means get attached.
Okay. The upadana. Like upadana. Okay, fine.
Right. So when there's a rupa, we attach the upadana part, right? Rupa upadana. So there won't be any such rupa to get attached. There's another result by practicing kayanupassana. So you should have kind of idea of what I'm going to achieve by practicing kayanupassana. So nacha kinchi loke upadiyati. Loka is the rupa. Whole world, rupa world, na is the opposite. So, na, there will be
nothing
to
get attached.
Get attached.
Yes.
To upadan, right? Na chakinchi loke upadiyati. So that would be the result.
Yeah.
Then there are some other terms like yavadeva jnana mattaya in future to gain some kind of jnana, the types of wisdom, okay, jnana, realization. Jnana mattaya, patissati mattaya. Patissati means sati, it's a continuing. Pati means it is already there. Patissati mattaya. So in future, you'll be in such a situation, you have continuous awareness. Patissati mattaya. That means you don't have to put an effort to do that. So without effort, you are fully aware. Patissati mattaya. Then anissitocha viharati. Jnana mattaya, patissati mattaya, anissitocha viharati. Anissita means you are not dealing with any rupa world. Okay, anissitocha viharati. So a lot of Pali terms, but we have to refer what is existing in the Satipatthana Sutta. That's why I first gave you kind of rough explanation about these terms. Now we can go back to this. How to practice Satipatthana. Kaya kayanu passi viharati. Atapi sampajano satima. Vineya loke abhijja domanasang. So we have to contemplate about rupa. Could be ajjatta or bahidda. In a way that we are not getting attached or not getting angry. Right? So how to keep your attention or focus or awareness with your own body and also other...
The external.
External.
World.
World. Right? Including other bodies and also the things. Right? So, purpose of kayanupassana is to get rid of those attachments and aversions about rupa. And if one practice this in a proper way, finally you will not get attached to any kind of rupa. Nacha kinchi loke upadiyati. Okay? So, one should know the objective of why I am practicing this or what would be the result. Then you know if you achieve that, okay, that's end of it. I do not have to practice it further.
Okay.
You don't have to go to a teacher and ask, I have practiced kayanupassana, is it enough?
Alright. Okay.
So, kind of, understanding or realization about Dhamma. When you know Dhamma, you know what to do and up to what level. Right? If you refer this, especially this Satipatthana Sutta. Now we have to consider Ajjatta Rupa and Bahidda Rupa. How to see the true nature of those. So, if I start with the external rupa, bahidha rupa, purpose is to remove all upadana, nachakinchi loke upadhyati. So, if we practice this properly, there won't be anything externally to get attached. Clinging is the upadana. There won't be anything to be cling. So that is the aim. Now, for that, we have explained about this pancha upadana, skanda rupa upadana, and also the ayatana, salayatana. Our six faculties. So how do we get to know about the rupa? Only by using our ayatanas. So we very often took this example, these flowers. So let's say we are going to practice Kayan Upasana about this. So Ajyatta Va Kaya Kayan Upasi. Sorry. Bahidda. This external Bahidda Rupa. How to practice this Bahidda Va Kaya Kayan Upasi Viharati. So in another sutta we discuss about that Anicca Sanya Sutta. So Buddha mentioned to practice Anicca Sanya in order to see the true nature of rupa. So Anicca Sanya we have explained, you have to so worldly level Anicca is the change in nature. This changing. But I have mentioned in our previous discussions that what Buddha meant by Anicca Sanya, referring to three things. Iti rupam, iti rupassa samudayo, iti rupassa attangam. This is rupa. What is the cause of it? Samudaya. If causes are not there, it cannot exist. When samudaya is there, it is existing. When samudaya is not there,
it cannot exist.
It cannot exist. So one, if one see these three things, he is practicing this anicca sanya, anicca nature, right? So practicing anicca also referring to practicing kayanupassana, anicca of rupa. So if you consider this rupa, you have to consider three things. What is this rupa, what we call as flower, the external rupa, and what's the causes, samudaya, for that, right?
Okay.
If you identify true causes, if samudaya is not there, it cannot exist, right? So there we have to go to using which ayatana we got to know about that. So we use our eyes to see it, right? So what's the function of eye? It can generate
images.
Yes, images, right? So it can generate an image inside your eye retina. So our mind can see that image, not the external object. Our mind can see, the chakvijnana can see only the internal image generated by this eye.
Okay.
Right? Then our mind analyze it, mind would think about it. Then it would say you are seeing a flower. That is its second one. The third step is we believe that flower existing outside. Three steps. First one, I generate an image inside the eye retina. Second one is our mind thinking about it, and then come to a conclusion, you are seeing a flower. Then the third step is that flower is not within, you know, inside your body, but outside. That's how we got to know about external rupa.
Okay.
Right? For this one, we took another simile. the famous example, the dog.
And the bone. In the water.
Water. Dog looking at water.
Yeah.
Right? So it can see its own image.
Mm.
But what happens is, it used to believe there's another dog existing in the water.
In the water.
Right? That's why we can see it's barking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if we analyze what has happened there, what ayatanas it has used, the eye faculty. Right? Dog mm-hmm. used its own eye to see it, but it doesn't know that it's own reflection. So what eye does is, dog's eye, generate an image inside the eye retina.
Mm-hmm.
Then dog think about it and come to a conclusion. Mm-hmm. What I am seeing is a dog.
Yeah.
That is the second step. Then mm-hmm. third step is that dog existing outside.
Mm-hmm.
So three steps.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly we have gone through. Our eye generating an image.
Yes.
Then we think about it and come to a conclusion. It's a flower. Then the third step, it is existing outside.
Mm-hmm.
So dog has followed the same thing. I generated an image like a dog. Then it thought about it and came to a conclusion. It's a dog. And the third step is it is existing outside.
Externally, yes.
Right?
Mm.
So we have done exactly the same thing
mm-hmm.
as the dog. Right? But...
Yes, I think that's very disappointing to know.
Disappointing to know.
Yeah.
But this is very helpful to...
Of course.
See the reality.
Uh-huh.
What is going on? What is happening
uh-huh.
with this side? So, outside rupa, external rupa, bahidda rupa.
Uh-huh.
Then we are investigating about the samudaya, cause of that.
Uh-huh.
In the dog case... We know samudaya is within the dog's mind.
Okay.
Because it's deluded.
Yeah.
Then only external dog can exist.
Mm-hmm.
If it is not deluded, can this external dog exist in the water? No. So, itirupang itirupasa samudaya itirupasa aptangam. Similarly, we have to analyze
mm-hmm.
what's going on in our mind when we use our eye.
Mm-hmm.
I generate an image, then mind thinking about it and come to a conclusion, we are seeing this. Then we believe it is existing outside as physical matter.
Mm-hmm.
So when you consider this flower, so this is where... Bahiddhava kaye kayanupassi viharati. So external rupa appeared because we don't know about our eye faculty. Our mindfulness is not there and this is where you get the sampajanna part.
Okay.
The wisdom side.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we used to believe something called flower is existing outside, but that is because we are not knowing what our eye is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's why Buddha has advised us to see the eye. What is the ability of eye? Right? What's the ability of eye? So, eye can generate only an image. Our mind think about it and due to our delusion, we believe it is existing outside.
Okay.
So, you have to see the samudaya and attangam.
Mm-hmm.
Then only you will not attach to that rupa next time. So, dog will not bark again.
To the dog in the water.
To the dog in the water. If it realizes that dog arise due to my delusion in
mm-hmm.
this side,
mm-hmm.
right? Not knowing the reality.
Yeah.
as it is. So due to avijja, avidya, not knowing the reality, there only we believe about external rupa existing. Right? So this kind of contemplation about the rupa, using your faculties, which faculty helped me to get to know about that? Whether it is eye or ear or nose or tongue, like that, or the body, right? Each faculty you have to think separately. What's going on in this faculty? So this is the way the Kayanupassana in the Lokottara side. So worldly side, you can say, okay, there's a flower, there are certain causes for that, worldly level causes, but Supramundane side, you have to see the faculties, the ayatana.
So Buddha has mentioned all the ayatanas that contributes to seeing these flowers as an external object.
Yes. Okay. So you have to contemplate on that. What are the ayatanas help me to come to that conclusion that there's a flower existing outside. So first is our eye, then our mind, and then the delusion about what is going on, not knowing what is going on. So all those things helped us to believe that another the external rupa existing. It's very similar to the dog peeping into water and become into a conclusion that there's another dog existing.
In the water.
Yes.
Fine.
Right? So this way you have to contemplate about external rupa, that is bahidda rupa. Iti bahiddhava kayekayanupassi viharati. Right? Then something further deep, how to contemplate on your own body. Iti ajyattanva kayekayanupassi viharati. So there also you can consider, how do I get to know about my own body? For example, when you see your own hand, right? So you can contemplate on. So this is my hand, belongs to my own body. So this is ajjatta rupa, right? Belongs to my body, ajjatta rupa. So how do I get to know about this hand? By looking at it. So I use my eye to know about this
hand.
Physical hand.
Yeah.
Right? So this is ajjatta rupa, my hand. Now how to contemplate on, we have to identify what are the ayatanas involved. So I faculty. Right? So what I is capable of? I can generate an image in the eye retina. And our chakku vijnana see that. So chakku vijnana see only the image. And the eye retina. Not the external physical matter. Then we think about it using our mind faculty, mana ayatana. And come to a conclusion, that picture referring to a hand. Then that is second step. Third step is that hand is existing outside.
Okay.
So this physical hand, initially we see a picture of it using our eye. So it's only an image. Then think about this image, we come into a conclusion, this is a hand. And the third step, due to our delusion, we believe whatever we see in mind is existing outside, like the dog peeping into water.
Yeah.
Believe another dog. So this way, you can contemplate on your hand. So if causes are there, it is existing. Causes are delusion, ignorance and delusion, avijja and moha, ignorance and delusion. Due to delusion, we believe whatever we see in our mind existing physically outside, physically outside. So outside rupa, even our ajjatta body relative to our eye, it is outside.
Okay.
That's my hand is outside external roop. Right? So, this is
what
one way of focusing on ajjatta roopa, on body.
And I suppose it includes the ayatana that is observing it, the
yes.
eye itself.
Yes. So, I took the eye example.
Yeah.
You have to contemplate on ear, nose, tongue, body separately.
Okay.
For example, now I get to know about my hand just by the touching feeling. So in that case, it is not my eye involved.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, the kaya ayatana.
Okay.
Right? The body faculty, kaya ayatana. So there you have to contemplate on kaya ayatana. What's the capability of it? So the feeling I get through the kaya sparsha, is there a picture of my hand? The feeling. Feeling doesn't have that kind of picture.
Okay.
So when I analyze that feeling in my mind using mana ayatana, there only I see a hand. Right? That is second step. Third step is not knowing what your mind is doing. You believe whatever you see through your mind exists in outside as a physical body. Right? Same delusion. Same avidya. Similar avidya.
Yeah.
Right? Same kind of delusion.
Yes.
So this way you can contemplate about your body.
Yeah.
Whatever body part you get to know.
Mm-hmm.
So identify which ayatana help me, right, to get to know about it. And then contemplate on ayatana's capability. That one you have to learn separately. That is where you have to hear dhamma, sambuddha, deshana, right?
Or read.
So, external knowledge about Buddha's teachings. Then apply that for ayatana. So, Buddha has mentioned ayatana kusala. You have to, you know, see the true nature of ayatana in order to, you know, get rid of all sort of suffering or the enter to the supramundane path, lokottara path.
Yes, and I suppose our viewers would definitely take this opportunity on contemplating on the ayatanas, and let us very clearly derive ourselves from the dog that is peeping into the water, thinking that there is a dog in the water. So let us not be like that. Let us try not to be like that, and let us see the true nature of the rupa as they are, and let us contemplate on it, and let us see that even the ayatanas do not
Yes, I think
is not a, what's the term, ajjatta.
Ajjatta bahidda.
Bahidda.
So very quickly, then you will realize how to see ajjatta bahidda together.
Right.
Now separately.
I think we should continue
maybe
that
next
in
session.
The next program. How to see ajjatta bahidda together. Thank you very much, Professor Ravi Koggalage, for being with us. And if you need to contact him, I think...
Yes, you can email me. It is koggalage@yahoo.com. koggalage@yahoo.com. And my website is ravi.harimaga.com. ravi.harimaga.com. And also our regular sessions are there on every Saturday morning at Nugegoda Subhadra Ramaya from 8:30 to 1 p.m. if anyone wish to participate.
Yes, and I think today we have thrown light upon and on many viewers or we have at least made an attempt to remove dust from our eyes. So let us try not to be like that silly dog that we took in our example. Thank you so much for being with us. May the most noble triple gem bless you.